Well, this is not surprising. At least the government is consistent in terms of funding for our islands here in Donegal by giving us measly crumbs off the plate. It's actually quite patronising, to be very honest with you. We put in a lot of work trying to get funding for loads of different projects. We have roads on our islands that are actually nearly, or some of them are, impassable. There are projects that are really important to sustain our islands and also to try to bring people back to our islands, a new generation of young ones identified clearly as islanders, but yet the government is failing to put the proper infrastructure in place. Now, when you look at the announcement, and the government has made a big song and dance of it, and I'd like to congratulate Mayo and Cork's islands. Why wouldn't you want to congratulate them? And a combined monies of 620,000-odd, while we get roughly around 70,000. And as much as it's encouraging to see some of the projects I've been working on myself, in terms of Anish Bofin, to much for the Lake, to see in Chun, and we see the slip in Aaron Moore, lathers for Pier and Aaron Moore, that's very much needed, and Alan Roy getting a small amount of money. But this is crumbs off a plate. And I'd like to absolutely recognise the work that Donegal County Council put into this, and especially the Director Michael McGarvey, who put in a lot of time and effort along with others to try to make sure that we got a proper equal slice of that pie. But yet again, we haven't. I've been consistently trying to make contact with the Minister directly, trying to arrange a meeting for her to come up and see our islands and see the needs of our islands. But again, at least one thing about this new government is they're consistent in their position in terms of giving us crumbs off our plate. My community deserves better. Our islands deserves better than crumbs off a plate. And it's time that the government, and I suppose more importantly, the time that we started putting more pressure on those political representatives that are down in Leinster House, who are not shouting for our islands only when it comes to election times. This is absolutely embarrassing that we get more crumbs off a plate.
What would have been an agreeable figure then to you?
Agreeable figure for us is to invest proper money into our islands. We have anything up to about 20 islands off our coast. Our islands are very unique. They're important in terms of our heritage, our history. It's really important that we invest into the islands. Bear in mind that the government forced the island people off the islands by basically nearly starving them way back many generations ago. We have a new generation of people who clearly identify themselves as islanders because their parents came from the islands or grandparents came from the islands. They want to return to the islands. They want to fish off our islands. They want to build homes on the islands. And some of our islands that are in the Gaeltacht that refuses to recognise have full-time living on them. Anish Bicay Doran is one of them, who have a number of families who are living there. There are other fantastic islands off our coast in terms of Anish Cara. There's Anish Fria. We had a really important project there and an escada there for the protection of a seawall there. And yet the government has failed to fund hugely important infrastructure projects like this here. And it's an absolute disgrace.